The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The articles in this episode are from BlackEnterprise.com, and the first one is titled, Issa Rae Strikes Netflix Gold with Licensing Deal for 5 seasons of the Show Insecure. Netflix just added a classic show to its impressive catalog from our favorite Issa Rae. The Insecure saga is making its way to the streaming platform thanks to a deal with Warner Brothers Discovery, Shadow and Act reports. Fans can now watch all 5 seasons of the popular original HBO series that wrapped up in 2021. Some other shows headed to Netflix include Ballers, starring Dwayne Johnson, Band of Brothers, 6 Feet Under, and The Pacific. Rae took a break from promoting the upcoming blockbuster hit Barbie and reposted the announcement on her Instagram story. She shared a short video of the show playing with a now-playing Netflix graphic. Insecure's showrunner, Prentice Penny, retweeted Netflix's announcement with the simple caption saying, "Enjoy, y'all. This is a rare move from HBO as the network doesn't issue licenses of its original shows to companies outside of its own partners." The Hollywood Reporter reports Sex and the City was sold in syndication to TBS and then to other basic cable networks later. HBO licensed other popular series like The Sopranos, 6 Feet Under, Deadwood, and The Wire to Amazon when Richard was the CEO before HBO started its own streaming platform. The deal will give a new, fresh look to different audiences who may not be familiar with Rae's works. It will also help Warner Brothers Discovery from a financial standpoint. The network has been looking for ways to cut costs, like issuing layoffs and removing some content from the Max platform, previously known as HBO Max. They also wanted to cancel numerous projects on TBS, like the movie Batgirl, which recently got the green light. Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David is hoping the idea of licensing content will increase profits. The next article is titled, Doris Duke Foundation Pledges $10 million to health groups to reform racial bias in medical algorithms. The Doris Duke Foundation has a mission to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future, according to its website. According to the Chronicle of Philanthropy via the Grand Junction Daily Centennial, its current efforts include funding $10 million to 5 health organizations to promote equity in medical research by reevaluating the role of race in medical algorithms. "Race is not a biological proxy," said the foundation's incoming chief health equity officer, Joseph Wright. "Race is a social construct and has no place being embedded in a clinical guideline like this." Cindy Escobar Alvarez, program director for medical research at the Doris Duke Foundation, said the foundation's involvement is a result of the limited research that has been done to examine the impact and composition of race-aware algorithms. 4 national medical organizations, and 1 New York City-based coalition will receive funding: the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Heart Association, the American Society of Hematology, the Coalition to End Racism in Clinical Algorithms, New York, and the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. The funding will include grants ranging from $1.36 million to $3.4 million to research the use of medical algorithms in hospitals, with the ultimate goal of reforming and creating guidelines for these tools that consider race. Medical assessment tools have influenced decisions regarding patient care since the 1970s, according to the outlet. Research has shown that using algorithms can lead to worse outcomes and biased assessments for patients of color. Recent studies demonstrate that some algorithms can also lead to denying treatment for these patients. Previous concerns about the consequences of using race-based medical algorithms were not discussed. David Jones, a professor at Harvard Medical School, said minimal attention was given to this issue until 2016, when medical students began to raise questions about the use of race in clinical calculations. Leading hospitals such as Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Zuckerberg San Francisco General to refrain from using calculators that factor in a patient's race. Other professionals who are not receiving funding shared insight on the use of algorithms. A nephrologist and assistant professor at the University of Pennsylvania said the inequities of the pandemic and the murder of George Floyd really served as a catalyst to change things. Some organizations that received funding, such as the American Academy of Pediatrics, have begun to update their guidelines. However, some medical society members support keeping race in clinical equations, and others believe finding an alternative for medical algorithms may be more beneficial. The next article is titled, Young Owner of Black-Owned Seafood Boil Restaurant in Atlanta Hits $8 Million in Sales in Just 1 Year. Chad Dillon, a 33-year-old entrepreneur and restaurateur, has achieved massive success as the young owner of the Boiler Seafood and Crab Boil, a black-owned Atlanta-based restaurant that serves fried lobster tails, fried king crab, fried catfish, hush puppies, and more. After just 1 year in the business, his restaurant has already generated $8 million in sales. Born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, to Jamaican parents, Dillon has always had a knack for business. Upon noticing a gap in the market, he seized the opportunity to bring an upscale seafood boil experience to Atlanta. He initially wanted to be a franchisee of the Juicy Crab, but was denied. That was when he decided to take a risk and launch his own concept. In January 2019, Dillon started planning for the boiler and secured a building lease in Atlanta's prominent Buckhead neighborhood in August 2019. The global pandemic presented significant challenges at that time, but Dillon remained resilient and determined to bring his vision to life. On December 4th, 2020, the boiler opened its doors, quickly gaining popularity and becoming Buckhead's number one seafood and crab boil restaurant. I am a thinker and innovator, so even without a culinary background, I enjoy finding voids in the business market and creating solutions, creating restaurant concepts from ideation to execution, coming up with new menu items, and creating amazing customer experiences, Dylan told the Travel Noray. I'm also very hands-on. I spend about 10 plus hours a day being in the restaurant, running errands, and handling needed logistics for the restaurant. The Boilers menu features a wide range of seafood options, including snow crab legs, blue crab mussels, and crawfish. The restaurant's signature seafood boil bags, combining seafood with potatoes, corn, and a special sauce, have been a hit with customers. Additionally, the restaurant offers enticing alternatives such as seafood egg rolls and various fried options. The next article is titled, NAACP Launches Diversity No Matter What Pledge in Aftermath of Supreme Court Ruling. The NAACP has launched its Diversity No Matter What Pledge in the aftermath of the Supreme Court's decision to strike down affirmative action in college admissions. According to a NAACP release, the pledge is an effort to ensure institutions of higher education foster environments that mirror the nation's diversity and increase the representation of historically underrepresented students. Let's be clear. Black America is in a fight for our lives. The NAACP has been at the forefront of this battle for more than a century, and we are not backing down. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson said in a statement, "It is our hope that our nation's institutions will stand with us in embracing diversity no matter what. Regardless, the NAACP will continue to advocate, litigate, and mobilize to ensure that every Black American has access to the resources and opportunities they need to thrive." The NAACP's Diversity No Matter What pledge calls on the nation's more than 1,600 colleges and universities to commit to an outline of various steps they can take to create and sustain a culture of inclusion, belonging, and respect. The steps include eliminating racially biased entrance examinations and adopting a holistic approach that considers every aspect of an applicant's background, achievements, and potential. Next, supporting the matriculation and retention of low-income and first-generation students through outreach programs, scholarships, mentoring, and academic support services. Another step is recruiting diverse faculty and staff who can serve as role models and mentors for our students while contributing to our curriculum and research. Next, creating a welcoming and supportive campus climate that values diversity, stands for equity, and advances inclusion in all aspects of academic and social life. Another step is striving towards greater inclusivity by ending the utilization of legacy admissions, which give an advantage to children and family members of institutional alumni or donors. Lastly, partnering with and supporting historically Black colleges and universities, tribal colleges, Hispanic-serving institutions, Asian American and Native American Pacific Islanders serving institutions, and other minority-serving institutions that have deeply rooted race-conscious missions. The NAACP isn't the only diversity group fighting back after the Supreme Court's decision. Lawyers for the CHICA Project, the African Community Economic Development of New England, and the Greater Boston Latino Network have filed a lawsuit against Harvard University, alleging its students that receive preferential treatment are overwhelmingly white and make up as much as 15% of admitted students. The next article is titled, Tabitha Brown Stays Winning with Permanent Partnership with Target for Vegan Food Line. Tabitha Brown has extended her food line's shelf life at Target. In May 2022, Brown, a serial entrepreneur and social media personality, secured a deal with Target to place her vegan food line on the retailer's shelves. After the items sold out within days, consumers pushed for the products to be available year-round in stores. During 2023's Essence Festival of Culture, Brown announced that her vegan collection would return to Target at the beginning of 2024 and revealed that her hair care line, Donna's Recipe, would also be sold at Target. As she approached her 6th anniversary of going vegan, Brown spoke about the challenges she faced over the years, sharing how she persevered through her battles with depression, physical illness, and financial obstacles. If he did it for me, he will and can do it for you, Brown said, according to AfroTech. 6 years ago, I didn't have no money. I didn't have a career. I didn't have health. I didn't even have a strong mental capacity to see the light. Yet, he pulled me out of it, and here I am. Brown thanked her fans for their support throughout her journey. First of all, I am so grateful for y'all. Thank you for supporting me at Target, Brown said, according to Ebony. Y'all sold that food out so fast, but next year it's going to be there all year long. Not only that, yes, you'll be able to get all the things from the first line, and we're adding some new items, too. The audience was gifted with bags of Brown's vegan popcorn in 3 flavors, dill pickle, sweet and salty, and roasted garlic and parmesan. The vegan line also includes barbecue and seasoned plant-based hamburger patties, sausages, a variety of dips, nuts, and granola. Next year, we are going to see what the Lord does. Thank y'all again so much, and I love y'all. Brown's display of true grit has reflected in her success as an entrepreneur and a media personality. The next article is titled, 35 Years Later, Tracy Chapman Makes History as the First Black Woman Songwriter to Hit #1 on the country charts. That fast car that Tracy Chapman has been driving has made her the first black woman to have the top song on Billboard's country airplay chart. In July 2023, Chapman's song Fast Car, redone by country artist Luke Combs, landed at the top of the country charts, making Chapman, who wrote and recorded the song, the first black woman to top the country charts as the sole songwriter. According to Billboard, the song, initially released in 1988, didn't even reach the top five for Chapman. Her highest position for that song was number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. The remake is the first to reach number 1 on the chart in 15 years. It was also the first time in almost 25 years that a song that first appeared in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 appeared as a remake on the country airplay chart. Although she is the first black woman, she is the second black person to achieve this feat. The first time a black songwriter reached the top slot on the country chart as a sole writer was on August 4th, 1990, Dan Seals' remake of Good Times, written by legendary soul musician Sam Cooke, gave Cooke the distinction of having a number one country song. Initially released in 1964, Cooke's version peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 that year. Rolling Stone pointed out that other black female writers have co-written songs that have reached the top of the country airplay chart. As Rolling Stone noted, three black women have reached number one on the country airplay chart as co-writers. Alison Randall was co-writer on Trisha Yearwood's hit record Triple X and Triple O's, An American Girl, which came in at number one on the chart on September 10, 1994. 7 years later, in 2021, Esther Dean co-wrote Lady A's Champagne Night, and later the same year, Dan plus Shay's Glad You Exist was co-written by Taylor Parks. The next article is titled 12-Year-Old Launches Natural Skincare Line for Black and Brown Kids. After a layoff from her job as an IT federal contractor, Patrice Chappelle, a wife and mother of one, turned a challenging situation into a new opportunity. Together with her 12-year-old son, Braun, and husband, Don, she launched Melon Brand Skin, a black-owned kids' skincare line that provides natural and safe products for melanated skin in May 2023. We started our brand because of the lack of products on the market for kids with melanated skin, and not just any skin care line, but one that does not contain ingredients with unnecessary chemicals and toxins. Our products naturally contain antioxidants, hydrates and balances skin, soothes skin irritation, can reduce skin redness, and may be used by just about any or most skin types. We also have products for eczema, psoriasis, and dermatitis. The products are also gluten-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, phthalate-free, and cruelty-free. Our packaging is BPA-free and made in the USA, said Patrice. When Braun was 11, his mom knew it was more than time for him to begin focusing more on skincare regimen outside of using regular soap, water, and lotion. The lotion never worked very well for moisturizing Braun's face, and the soap would dry out his skin. Patrice struggled to find effective skincare products for his skin, and she knew she had to be the solution. So she created a skincare line that is both effective and affordable. It's a family affair, and all hands are on deck, as Patrice's husband Don is the COO. We believe that every child deserves to have healthy and nourished skin, and that's what we aim to provide with our products. Our mission is to empower parents to take care of their children's skin in a natural and safe way. Help the parents empower their kids to do the same every day, and to empower Black and brown kids to feel confident in their skin, said Patrice. When we discuss hygiene with our kids, we never emphasize proper skin care for a daily and nightly routine. It is always brushing your teeth in the morning and at night, putting your deodorant on, taking showers, but never here is how we take care of the first thing that people see, your face. Or it is always washing your face, but with what? Now there is a line for kids with melanated skin, said Patrice. The products offered by Melon Brand Skin are suitable for just about any or most skin types, making them ideal for families looking for safe and gentle skin care options for their children. We are proud to offer a line of products that parents can feel good about using on their children, said Patrice. We know how important it is to take care of our children's skin, and we are dedicated to providing natural and safe options that families can trust. The next article is titled, How Usher's My Way Residency Has Made Park MGM Vegas Main Attraction. Global megastar and 8-time Grammy Award winner Usher took his talents to Las Vegas for a string of shows at Caesars Palace 2 years ago. It had been over 5 years since the ageless heartthrob's last tour, and quite some time since he delivered a new album to his adoring fans. However, as one of this generation's true iconic performers, the then 42-year-old delivered the way he has for the past 3 decades. The buzz from the performances was so massive that down the way, Caesar's prime competitor, Park MGM, took notice and made a move to crown the Atlanta-born crooner its king. Now, a year after Usher's arrival at Dolby Live, the Usher My Way, the Las Vegas residency, named to commemorate the 20th anniversary of his second album, is the hottest show on the Las Vegas Strip, selling out every single night. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.